Hey, thanks for being here. According to a research study, American households, U.S. households, are spending the equivalent of $5,000 a year on gasoline. We're going to talk about fuel prices, and whenever we do that, we want an expert. We go to Patrick DeHaan, the senior petroleum analyst from Gas Buddy. Patrick, let's talk about Arizona specifically. We're seeing record high gas prices, diesel through the roof. How long will this increase in prices continue? Is it going to be through Memorial Day or longer than that, do you think?
I'm afraid it will be longer than that, quite possibly through the summer. And a lot of this is going to be contingent on Russia's oil, when it could make it back to the global market. And, of course, with Russia fighting actively in Ukraine, that's something that may not happen soon. So we could be stuck with high and rising prices for some time.
So I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what are we talking about here? We've crested $5 a gallon here in Arizona, a new high. Are we going to get to $6 a gallon?
You know, I certainly hope not. As you mentioned, Phoenix now at $5.03 a gallon, Arizona average $4.83, Tucson at $4.48. You know, Phoenix obviously is you know, $6 a gallon is still 97 cents away. So I'm hopeful that, you know, we'll be able to avoid that. But there are some things that worry me. So I'll say it's not impossible. But at this point, I still think it's very unlikely that Phoenix would get there.
You know, there have been people that were critical of the administration not doing enough. And instead of making it political, I'm going to ask you from a practical point of view, how much of an effect did tapping into the strategic reserve have? And what would prices be like if the president didn't do that?
Well, boy, you know, the SPR is going to release 180 million barrels. That was the most recent release the president announced, a million barrels a day times 180 days. The problem, and I'm going to put it into context for you, is that over the same time frame, Russia could essentially be producing 1.8 billion barrels of oil. So is it pushing prices down? Not actively. I would more look at it like it's preventing oil prices from skyrocketing, knowing that the president could release more oil at a moment's notice.
When you let's talk about Russia for a moment, if you can tell me about this. I saw a story that said in spite of the sanctions against Russian oil, their profits or their revenue has increased by 50%. What's the cause in that? Is it prices?
Yeah, probably. Absolutely. I mean, there's only a handful of countries that want to do business with Russia. And by the way, it's because their oil is still, you know, semi-flowing to global markets, that oil prices aren't higher. Countries like China and India are still buying that Russian oil. If they were not, that would obviously make things a lot more challenging. And that's probably the reason is, you know, Russia, you know, they're producing less, but the barrel cost has gone up. So, you know, simple calculus is that they may be doing just as good.
So let's then shift to diesel fuel, because that is really what fuels the economy and delivers everything that we purchase. What are we looking for in those prices? Because I've seen numbers that are just shocking with diesel. What's going to happen in the diesel fuel world?
Probably not much improvement there. We did see diesel inventories, or what are called distillate products, that is diesel, heating oil, and jet fuel. Those are all kind of the middle-of-the-barrel products. Distillate inventories today finally rose. Refiners are basically sacrificing gasoline production to produce more of that diesel, heating oil, and jet fuel. So that was good news. That could keep diesel prices from running out of control more substantially. The average for diesel right now in Phoenix, $5.49. The statewide average, $5.47. We're looking at markets here today, and the price of diesel fuel down over 10 cents a gallon. So maybe some good signs there that we have potentially, at least in the short term, seen a peak. The problem, though, I think with both gasoline and diesel is that, sure, the price of oil is high, but we're dealing with about a million barrels less of refining capacity than we had 3 years ago. So there's not as much potential to produce as much gasoline and diesel this summer as there have been in years past.
Patrick DeHaan joins me. He's the senior petroleum analyst with Gas Buddy. So I saw a story a week or so ago that talked about diesel specifically, and some expert predicted the possibility of fuel rationing. Well, now we're seeing prices coming down. Is that a scare tactic? Is that just one person's opinion that's kind of an outlier? Or was that a real possibility? Is there a real possibility that that could happen?
Well, you know, real possibility, it's really contingent on how the market responds, right? Now, the economy is robust. Semi-trucks are, you know, all across the country delivering goods, and the economy had been continuing to improve. You know, the last couple of weeks, obviously, that's you know, been less true. But there is a concern that diesel, at least, has been extremely tight, and that's why prices for diesel in areas of the Northeast, where, by the way, they've lost a lot of that refining capacity, diesel prices in the Northeast have surged to over $6 in now 10 states in the Northeast, and it's because their acute lack of refining capacity in that region. So I don't know if we're beyond that yet. Obviously, there's a lot of hot spots when it comes to diesel. I don't think it's going to get a whole lot worse, but then again, keep in mind that that Russian oil that the market is cutting off produces a lot of those heavier products like diesel, heating oil, and jet fuel. So that's part of the problem, too.
All right. So last question has to do with travel for the summer and for especially the Memorial Day weekend. A lot of predictions that people are going to travel less. Is that what you're hearing? Is that what you're seeing in the industry, that people are still traveling, but they're not going to go as far? What are you hearing about this?
I'll separate fact from fiction. I'm hearing a lot of complaints from people indicating that they want to stay home. You know, surveys have been run that have said, no, I'm not going to go anywhere. But I think that's frustration playing out, and that Americans are really upset with high prices, but they still intend to hit the road. And, you know, we're just starting to finish up our summer travel forecast. I'm going to say that some people are going to stay closer to home. Some people may not move at all. But there's still a big chunk of Americans that are going to be hitting the road this summer in light of probably the best summer conditions since prior to COVID.
Well, Patrick, we always appreciate the expertise and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.